compensate for the loss of service at Charing Cross and the other hospitals in the region, Imperial Trust has told the public at consultation meetings repeatedly and in documentation that community health services will be in place before hospital services are withdrawn. My question is this, and I want to add a comment at the end. Could members of the panel tell us specifically, not in general, about the future, a rosy future, but specifically, what community services have been planned? Which ones? Where will they be located? Be specific, please. What staffing arrangements have been put in place? Tell us what you've said about it. And how will they be paid for? Figures or budget heads, please. And what is the timescale? The future goes on forever. Be specific. We know when other hospitals are closed. Some of us will be in, we'll be in Mortlake underground by the time these are in place. And further, could you tell us what arrangements have been made to pilot these community service services so we can know whether they work or do not work? Without a pilot, what happens? And one specific comment. I think many of us found a comment by a clinician, I'm shocked it's a doctor, to the question from the lady over there about being taken sick on the bus. I've been taken twice to Charing Cross Hospital in an ambulance and got remarkably good service. You should not make comments like that about walking to a pharmacy and taking sick on the bus. There's a picture of a stand-up comedian there. I think what you're saying is quite offensive. Yes. You're a doctor. Withdraw. Yes.
We have one other question again about new provision. So this is Chris Small.
Can you tell me when building will start on the Imperial West site, the new hospital?
Thank you. So I think we go to you, Mark, on both those, community services and new build.
Andy's apologies.
So,
and you were invited to apologise.
So I do apologise if people misunderstood me, and I was as clear as I needed. If you let me explain, a large number of people who go to hospital for care at the moment could be dealt with it much better more locally. And there is a national programme that will be starting looking to encourage people to phone first. And when we've done that in pilots, large number of people can go to pharmacies, can go to their GP, but it will also give them advice about which hospital to go to when they need to. So I apologise if I offended people, I didn't mean to do that. But my point is many people could be dealt with better more locally, and with the pharmacy are an underused resource as part of that. To talk more specifically around the changes and the need to improve community services, at the end of the 5 years of implementation,